All right, let's dive into the world of business process management, or BPM for short. But don't worry, we're not going to get lost in a sea of jargon. Today, we're going to explore how KPIs can be the key to making your business run smoothly. Think of it like turning a sputtering engine into a well-oiled machine, you know? We've got some great insights from a BPM expert. They really break down the power of key performance indicators, or KPIs. This deep dive is like your cheat sheet to understanding and using this material.
That's a great way to put it. You know, it's all about making those behind-the-scenes processes, the ones that keep your business going, work smarter, not harder.
I like that. Work smarter, not harder. Okay, so before we go any further, can we just make sure we're all on the same page? What exactly are KPIs, and why should we care about them?
Well, imagine you're about to go on a road trip. You wouldn't just jump in your car and start driving with no destination in mind, right? You'd have a place you want to go and a map to help you get there. KPIs are like the milestones on that map. They help you take these big, ambitious goals, maybe something like doubling your customer base, and break them down into smaller, measurable steps.
So instead of just saying, we need to grow, you'd set specific targets. Things like, we want to increase website traffic by 20% this quarter, or we're aiming to convert 10% more leads into paying customers.
You got it. The amazing thing about KPIs is they transform those abstract ideas into concrete actions. It's not about just wishing for success. It's about having a clear path to get there.
That makes a lot of sense. But I've got to admit, sometimes my team feels like they're working on separate projects, not really towards a shared goal. Can KPIs help with that?
Absolutely. One of the great things about KPIs is they can align everyone in a company towards those bigger objectives. It's like giving everyone a piece of the puzzle and showing them how their individual work contributes to the whole picture.
So no more working in silos, everyone rowing in the same direction.
Exactly. And you know what else? We all want to see that our hard work is paying off. KPIs provide you with that tangible proof, real data that shows you're moving in the right direction.
It's not just about working hard, it's about working smart, right?
You got it. KPIs can shine a light on what's working well. They help you pinpoint any bottlenecks, and they let you make adjustments as you go. You're not just guessing anymore. You're basing your decisions on hard data, and that can be a game changer.
It sounds incredibly empowering, especially for teams who really love data. But does this mean we have to say goodbye to intuition and gut feelings?
Not really, no. What KPIs do is they give you a framework to make those gut feelings more informed. You're not throwing intuition out the window, you're refining it with data-driven insights. For example, you might have a hunch about a new marketing campaign. But by setting KPIs to track how it performs, you can actually see if your hunch was right, based on real-world results.
I'm starting to get the picture. Our BPM expert outlines 7 key benefits of using KPIs. We won't have time to cover all of them now, but can you give us a glimpse into what these superpowers are all about?
Sure. In addition to alignment and measurement, we have accountability, making it super clear who's responsible for what. Then there's continuous improvement, which is all about making sure you're always striving to be better.
So it's not about just hitting the target, it's about always raising the bar.
Exactly. KPIs also encourage transparency and communication. They create a shared language that everyone in the organization can understand.
That sounds like a recipe for a much healthier and happier work environment. And what's the final superpower?
Building a culture of excellence. When teams see the impact of their work reflected in those KPIs, it's incredibly motivating. It's all about celebrating wins, recognizing accomplishments, and encouraging everyone to keep pushing the limits.
I feel inspired already. We've established that KPIs are essential for any business that wants to grow. They provide clarity, direction, and a way to measure your success. And they help you take those big, hairy, audacious goals and break them down into achievable steps.
You're absolutely right. But understanding why we need KPIs is just the beginning. The real challenge, and what we'll focus on next, is how to actually create those KPIs in a way that will bring you meaningful results.
That's a great point. Stay tuned, deep divers, because in the next part, we're going to look at real-world examples of KPIs in action and see how they can transform your business processes from good to amazing.
Welcome back, deep divers. Are you ready to get into the nuts and bolts of creating some awesome KPIs?
Absolutely. We've talked about why they're important. But now I'm really curious about the how. How do we actually design these KPIs that are going to make a difference for our business?
Well, you can't just pull KPIs out of a hat.
Right.
They need to be carefully crafted to really reflect what's crucial for your success.
Our expert emphasizes using the SMART criteria when you're setting KPIs. I've heard of SMART goals before, but I think a quick recap would be helpful.
Definitely. SMART is an acronym that stands for specific, Measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Each part is really important, and make sure your KPIs are pushing you in the right direction.
Okay, I'm following so far. Can you break down what it means for a KPI to be specific?
Sure. Let's say your goal is to make your customers happier. A vague KPI would be something like increase customer happiness.
Yeah, that's pretty broad. It doesn't give you much to work with.
Exactly. A more specific KPI would be increase our net promoter score by 5 points or reduce our customer churn rate by 10%. Do you see the difference?
I do. So it's about being really clear about what you're trying to achieve.
That's it. And that leads right into measurables. You have to be able to actually track your progress. How will you gather the data? What tools or systems will you use?
So if our KPI is about website traffic, we'd need to track things like how many people visit the site, how many pages they view, and how long they stay.
Exactly. And those metrics can reveal a lot about how engaging your content is and whether you're attracting the right visitors. Now, achievable doesn't mean setting the bar low. It means being realistic.
Right. You don't want to set yourself up to fail from the start.
Exactly. Think about your resources, what your team can handle, and any outside factors that might influence things. Then we have relevant. This is all about connecting your KPIs to your main business goals.
So you're not just tracking numbers for the sake of tracking numbers. Every KPI should serve a real purpose.
Absolutely. You could have the most amazing KPIs in the world, but if they're not moving you towards your goals, they're not really useful. And finally, we have time bound.
Ah, yes. Deadlines.
They really do help, though. They create a sense of urgency and help everyone stay focused. Without a clear deadline, it's easy to let those goals slide.
Smart KPIs. I'm starting to understand why our source material calls them the lifeblood of strategic execution. They provide that structure and accountability that can be so hard to find in business.
They really are powerful tools. But creating those smart KPIs is just the first step. The next challenge is putting them into practice and using them to achieve real results.
All right, welcome back, Deep Divers. We've been exploring the world of KPIs, and we've talked about how to create those smart goals that can really guide you towards success.
Yeah, it's about turning those big dreams into concrete steps you can measure.
But now I want to dig into something that can be a real trap. Our expert calls them vanity metrics. I've definitely fallen for this in the past.
Oh, we all have.
What exactly are vanity metrics, and how can we avoid getting tricked by them?
Vanity metrics are like those numbers that look impressive at first glance. You know, they might look great on a report or in a presentation, but when you really look at them, they don't actually tell you much about how your business is doing.
It's kind of like that saying, you can't judge a book by its cover. You might have tons of followers on social media, but if those followers aren't interacting with your content or buying your products, it doesn't really matter, does it?
Exactly. A huge follower count might be a vanity metric if it's not leading to real business results. A better metric would be your engagement rate. That's the percentage of followers who are actually liking, commenting, and sharing your posts. That tells you that people are genuinely interested.
So it's about quality over quantity.
Exactly.
And I'm thinking about e-commerce businesses too. You'd want to look at conversion rates and the average amount people spend per order, not just the total number of people visiting your website.
Right.
I know I've made that mistake before. Getting all excited about a traffic spike, but not really thinking about whether those visitors were actually becoming customers.
We've all been there.
So we need to look deeper than just the surface level and really figure out what the numbers are telling us about our business.
That's where critical thinking is so important. Don't just take those metrics at face value. Dig a little deeper. Ask yourself, what do these numbers really mean? Are they connected to my actual goals?
So how can we avoid falling for those tempting vanity metrics?
Great question. First, always go back to your business objectives. What are you really trying to accomplish? When you have those goals clearly laid out, you can start to identify the KPIs that will truly track your progress.
It's about being thoughtful about our metrics and making sure they're aligned with our big picture strategy.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to question those common metrics. Just because everyone else is tracking something doesn't mean it's relevant for your business. Always ask yourself if a metric is giving you valuable information or if it's just creating a distraction.
This has been an incredible journey into the world of KPIs. We've learned that they're really powerful tools for making businesses successful, but only when we choose them carefully and use them strategically.
We've covered a lot today. From the basics of KPIs to those sneaky vanity metrics, and most importantly, how to create smart KPIs that deliver results.
So as we wrap up, I want to leave you with this thought. Think about those goals you have for your business, your projects, your life. How can you use KPIs to turn those dreams into concrete, achievable milestones? What are the metrics that will really make a difference for you? Once you've identified them, commit to tracking them, analyze that data, and make decisions based on what you learn. That's how you set yourself on the path to success. Thanks for joining us on the Steep Dive, everyone. Until next time.